Welcome to the Ash Hole.
I love that. That was so funny.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
That is. That's got to be the name.
Ashtray, Ash Hole, you know. Same right? Shit.
Welcome to Behind the Blowhole. My name is Sash. We have Ash Cat in the house.
How you doing?
And fucking Boobala over here.
Say, baby.
Fucking swollen Steve.
He looks different today. He doesn't have any bling on. He's got like a Marlin casual jumping on his shirt.
Doesn't look like he was working at the park and ride all night.
No. I did have some fun in the parking lot last night.
Did
though.
You?
Yes.
Disgusting.
Coke and hookers?
No coke and no hookers. She might have been a whore, but...
Anyway, hold on. Hold on a second. Let's have a proper professional introduction. Pete Sidoti. He's a fellow restaurateur. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's not often that I have the privilege of having somebody who is as miserable as I am on the show with me. So, could you stop sliding the shit around?
I want to move this stupid
vacuum. I'm on the fucking, do you hate your fucking managers like I do mine? I'm on the phone.
He needs to return that item.
He needs to return
it. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
No, because he already used it.
No, that's it. Go to work. We're busy.
Oh, that's the Home Depot special. You use it and you return it.
It broke.
All right, I'm done.
This is why Sasha's full of shit with that vacuum. It's not Home Depot. They'll take back a used rubber. They don't give a fuck. This is from Ace down the street. He used it.
Back up, you're very loud.
He used it.
It broke.
It didn't break.
Anyway, fuck you. Who cares? Paizan's Mobile, right?
Paizan's.
Red Vulpy. And your new restaurant, which is 3 months old.
Yeah.
Forno Frito.
Yep.
But you started with the mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. Started with Paizan's. Born out of COVID, Paizan's. We had the restaurant, Red Volpe, and the restaurant side was shut down. Figured, what could we do? A lot of people having parties at their houses. You know, the non-COVID people. Parties at the houses. We figured we got to be able to bring pizza to people. So we ordered an oven. We had it built in Italy.
Notice you didn't bring us any pizza. We're people.
You don't need any.
We can bring it to the lot anytime you want.
Good idea.
Yeah, we had an oven built in Italy, put on a trailer in California.
That's awesome.
And shipped over here. And I honestly thought we were going to put that thing in my backyard. I said, that thing's going to wind up in someone's backyard. It'll never move. Threw it on Instagram, and a business was born.
That's exciting,
that's so
though.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool.
That's really cool.
No, it's a fun fun thing. I had no idea it would take off the way it did. Zero idea.
Wow.
But, so after you started, so you're fairly new in the industry.
Yeah.
Which is, I can kind of beat up on you a little bit, because you probably haven't fucking realized how awful it is yet. You're probably starting.
It has its moments.
Yeah. So you started hitting your stride over there, and then you're like, more.
Yeah. So I have a business partner.
More.
I have a business partner who's great, but that's his motto is more. So
how old is he?
He's a couple years younger than me.
I figured,
he's probably in his mid-30s.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
So
how old are you?
40. So he wanted more. He called me one day and said, hey, I bought another pizzeria. I said, what? Like, we're not busy enough with this? He's like, yeah, you know, I want you to run it. It's small place. Don't worry about it. It's very small.
How many square feet?
I don't know the exact square footage, but it's a small takeout place. It's where Forno Frito is now.
Okay.
We'll get into why it became Forno Frito from someplace else.
Gotcha.
But Red Volpe and Bethpage has a restaurant and a pizzeria on one side, restaurant on the other side. Probably about 50 seats, full bar. Nice place. Good date night spot. Then Paizan's was going crazy. We expanded from just pizza, you know, just going to make pizzas at people's houses or street fairs to tables, tents, chairs. It's like a full service party company.
Jeez, that's really awesome.
Bartenders, waitresses, anything you need, we could get it.
Sounds horrible.
Sorry.
Sounds like just catering.
Pizza was great at times sometimes.
No,
it gets a little overwhelming, but it's fun. Then we went to Forno Frito.
What lessons have you learned so far?
It's got to be done yourself. If that's probably my biggest thing. If you want something done, it's got to get done yourself.
Right. No, no doubt.
Yeah.
What? What have you ever fucking done?
Never seen you behind a line down there.
Once. Because, well, and here's part of the fucking reason. Keep it simple, right? You start to learn that, like, the more you're doing it and the more that it's relied upon you to do everything, the more you're like, this is fucking nuts. Pizza was good enough.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's one of the things I think this year we kind of realized after 2 years of, you know, let's just do as much as we possibly could do. This year is more of like, hey, we're really good at making pizza. You know, if you want a tent, tables, chairs, and all this stuff,
like, make the call.
We're going to do it for you. But like, it's not out there as much anymore.
Right.
You know, you start to kill yourself. You start to burn yourself out.
You do.
But, again, the pizza business, well, the mobile pizza business is a seasonal business. So, you know, from about this time of year, communion time to Thanksgiving, it's crazy. It's a big season, but it's crazy. And then it dies down. You get a little.
So how much staff do you have?
So I work with my wife, my brother-in-law at the restaurant. That's it at my restaurant. I keep two people. Again, small spot. For Paisans, depending on the event, could be 2, 3, 5, you know, we've done events. We do the North Fork Food and Wine Festival, mm-hmm. South Fork Food and Wine Festival, Hospitality Ball, places like that.
No, we want them at the dealership.
They haven't had the Hospitality Ball in a couple of years. You know,
that's, yes, that's,
I used to,
right.
Go, yeah, I went every year.
Yeah. But we did the Hospitality Ball, and everybody was done. They have like the little tent inside with the food.
Yeah.
We were out on the back patio.
That's for
sure. And everybody was done with food. They were ran out of food by, like, you know, it starts at 7. By 7:30, everybody was like, oh, where's the food? We were there till 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's amazing they run out of food at the Hospitality Board. Yeah. You think everyone would be so coked up, no one wouldn't be a fucking cracker.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah. What do you, like, specialize in, like, is it like...
It's wood-fired.
That's the best. That's hot right now. That's the best shit.
It's wood-fired Neapolitan pizza. We were in, you know, there's like a wave right now. Everybody's buying these gosneys and the, you know, the gosney and the unis, and everybody thinks,
I saw that. Yeah.
It's the number one phone call we get. Hey, I bought an uni, and I want to have a party for 100 people in my backyard. We're like, yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not happening. So they wind up getting the pizza oven.
Right.
Which is great.
How many pies can you pump out of there in like an hour?
In an hour? Well, you figure about 8 pies go in the oven at a time. They're 12-inch pies.
That's a big oven then.
Yeah, 8 pies get into that oven, and they cook in about a minute. So I'm not good at math, but 8 times 60 is a lot of pies.
So, yeah, wow. So you're obviously Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, so cooking is, here we are, 4 fucking Ginzos sitting over here at the table. But who's the chef?
There is no chef. That's what I think is the best part about it.
Yes. Of course. You don't fucking eat them.
Yeah.
You eat, I eat, we eat. We know what's good, what isn't, right?
Yeah. To me, if the food tastes good, that's the best part of it. That's the best part of it. I don't care what you put on how it looks. I don't care. If I eat the food and it's good, it's good. I'll be back there 100 times. Not saying that it's not beautiful. We do work and we do try to make it awesome. But there is, you know, there was a learning curve. I'm not a chef.
How long you been with your wife?
Not long. We just got married in September.
Oh. All right. Now, this is starting to fucking make sense, though. Hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you guys are working together, right, and you're not fucking at each other's throats.
So we worked together for 2 years before we got married.
Did you meet her there?
I did meet her there.
Really? Was she your waitress?
Yeah, she worked for me, yep.
My wife was my waitress.
Oh, yeah?
In my first store 20 fucking 2 years ago. She wouldn't date me, so I fired her so I could get in her pants,
so
and then I married her.
There's a chance.
I know.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, it's, God, fucking 4 rehabs, fucking, no, I'm kidding.
No, she loves you.
No, he's kidding. It's 5 rehabs. Yeah.
Listen, man, it's just nasty.
Well, inpatient, outpatient, you know, it's a great
IOP doesn't really count.
It's good. It's difficult.
I hope he doesn't go.
He's attempted to make pizzas down there, but people were like turned off. Like, no, we don't want like fig jam and weird shit pumping out of there. Yeah,
because he got delicious. So they, actually,
but yes, it does taste good, but it's too fucking bougie for Britannia Yacht
Club. Just well, no.
Can I get the prosciutto and
fig jam?
Sasha, you just told me when I walked in, right? Keep it simple.
Exactly. Well, right?
That's honestly, we do the same thing.
This motherfucker wanted sliced pears, and I'm running up here like he's Caesar. Here you go. Try this.
No, no, needs more. No, no, no.
There's too much goat cheese. There's this.
You're going to cut the peach a little bit more. Like, no.
Wolfgang, and I'm like, fuck you. If I have to make another one of these goddamn gay ass
pizzas. Don't even want to do it. At all, no.
Listen, so there's some good pizzas out there. And like, I feel like Long Island right now, there is like an influx of new and different pizzas.
There's some good things. Yeah. So tell me about the Forno Frito. You said it's kind of like a new kind of concept, which is pretty cool.
Forno Frito is a completely new concept. When we came back, I had it as a pizzeria about 2 years ago. We had a long story short, bad partner, had to get him out, shut the place down, rented it out. Guy destroyed it. We came back in there, and we were like, we don't want to be a pizzeria. We're on Main Street in Farmingdale. So there's 9 pizzerias you can hit with a rock.
Right.
And they're all not knocking anybody, like mediocre pizzerias. Everybody does the same thing.
Sure.
So at Forno Frito, we specialize in the Brooklyn Square, like a Spumoni Garden style. Yep. Like a Spumoni Garden.
Do you do it upside down like Allenby?
Yeah, it's upside down. They're upside down Brooklyn style pizzas. Our dough is second to none, I believe. And
48 hours?
72.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we do a 72-hour cold ferment. It's crazy. But it adds that flavor. It adds that airiness.
You look at these slices now
and you get like a giant heavy slice and you feel like shit after you eat it. People eat our pizza and they're like, dude, I could eat 3 or 4 of these and they're huge and I don't
probably
feel
nice
like,
and crispy, right?
I don't feel like shit. Yeah. The way we do it is
love that. Just now I want pizza. Anything. Damn it. Now I want
I gotta
pizza.
Eat this fucking dog shit down here again.
Man.
But aside from that, we didn't want to just be a pizzeria. So we said, what could we do to make this a little bit better? Like make it different from everything else in Farmingdale. Everything else around. So we created this thing called the Frito Bomb. And everybody's like, what the fuck is a Frito Bomb? You know, it's a good question because we didn't even know when we made it. It was kind of like an accident. We do a specialty fried dough. We fill it with all kinds of Italian, whether it's broccoli Robin sausage or a bolognese. It's like a rice bowl and a chicken croquette had a baby. People are like, oh, the potato is great in here. I'm like, there's no potato. They're like, oh, the rice is awesome. It's like a rice bowl. I said, no, there's no rice in it.
I like it, sounds really good, so
we put them on the internet, you know, we put them on Instagram like everybody does now, and they got like a little bit of a I don't know if I want to say viral, but like local viral.
That's fantastic.
People started coming, so we said, all right, well,
I was about really to call good. You with this club. Yeah. Are you serious?
Well, we said we can't just be like pizza and Frito Bombs, like what else could we do? So I fried a piece of lasagna, and it sounds so silly, you know, it's a simple thing, right? Keep it simple. We made a real piece of lasagna, a real, you know, bechamel, sausage, bolognese, and we stuck and we breaded it and stuck it in a deep fryer. I can't tell you the amount of people that came off a video.
That's fantastic
for a fried lasagna. So we expanded.
Wow,
we did. The great thing about Forno Frito, the menu is never the same. So we have our staples on there, and they stay there. But every week is different specialty pastas. Wow. We opened it as a pasta bar, and there was one on Long Island that did it the way we do it. I think we're the only one now. They're out. So we do takeout to go pastas.
I follow you on the Secret Foodie, honestly, on my food account. I'm checking it right now.
You know what's... There he is coughing.
Right now.
You know what's nice about
live life, you might get a cough and maybe skin a knee. Yeah. Knock your yarmulke off.
Fucking goddamn syphilis you got over there.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're not
cabin
a lifelong
fever you have from being home
restaurateur.
Wife and three kids.
Such a dick. Right. Almost gives a fresh perspective to the industry, which I think is refreshing. And that's what it sounds like. It's like you guys are coming in with fresh eyes and a fresh perspective, and you're doing something that's on the other side of the spectrum. Everybody's going one way, you're going the other. And that's really where success is. It's carving out the niche.
Yeah. I think, listen, I have a business partner.
Do you hate him yet?
And everything. No. So yes! I think that's the reason, though, why we're able to be successful. We're completely different people, right? He's the business. He's more the business end of it. I'm more the... I'll be in the store. I'm going to do everything, you know, as the face. He tells me when it's wrong, but we learn, you know, we do it together. And he has a little bit more experience than I do in the business. But I definitely see what you're talking about, you know, with fresh eyes. I have to remind myself all the time, like, hey, try to stay positive with this. It's not easy.
He's always positive.
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk for fucking hours and hours about the biggest challenge of the business is ourselves,
mm-hmm.
really. Because, I mean, it's up and down. I mean, well, the mobile, because you're seasonal, I'm sure this fucking spring has not helped. It's been shit.
Yeah.
Even last year, you know.
Yeah. Mobile is crazy. When that starts, it's like, you know, not that the restaurant takes a back seat. It never does, but... It's like, this is nuts. Every weekend, you know, there's only so many weekends in a year. Everybody wants them.
Sure.
You know, and then trying to fill in the gaps with corporate events and stuff like that.
Give me a fucking horror story.
Oh, I love those.
Give me a so horrible
good. So good.
Situation that has happened to you.
In this business. So I'll tell you a little bit about what happened, how Forno Frito became to be.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Because it started with a horror story. Mm. We have Red Volpe and Bethpage. My partner bought the other place. We named it Red Volpe. Two places, two towns away, doing very well. Bad partner, right? He liked drugs and alcohol, and he had to go. So we had to shut the place down. My partner.
And so you were shocked to that since you're new in the industry.
Yeah, I was shocked. Right? To that. We're not.
Is that flour on the pizza table? No.
Right. Got shit all over
on the plate.
The pizza done.
So my partner. He had the place. He owns the building. He's like, hey, we're gonna. You know, I got to rent this place. It's just sitting there. It's not making money. So a very popular chef, TV chef, comes in and says, hey, I want to rent the place.
Right?
Oh.
Can we say his name?
It's for my food truck.
Let's see if
he
can get it out.
Yeah, let's see if you can. I mean, you might be able to figure it out.
Hmm.
They're all the same.
If you like local, if you follow local chefs. So he wants to use it as a commissary for his food truck. Chef. It's a small small footprint. We say yeah. Or my partner says yeah, you could do it. And he starts. I don't know if the guy paid him. He was there for a year. I don't know if he ever paid rent. Not only did he never pay rent, he burnt every bridge that you could. When I went back in there after we finally threw him out, he defected to Alabama. That's how much money he owes. Months for months,
multiple must be a lot people. Of money if you're willing to go to fucking Alabama.
Yeah,
he is. He is. I mean, he's won shop three times. He's just a terrible human, to be honest with you. I don't feel bad saying it on any podcast.
Let it out.
But
you can't get the word out.
His name's on the tip of my tongue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Coming into the place, though, we got the place brand new, right? White everything. You know, when you look at a new kitchen, that's like one of the coolest feelings in the world. Like everything's shiny, new.
Yeah.
You know? And
like
you try
a wife.
You try to keep it like that. You know, you have a fresh start. This guy, it took us 4 months of scrubbing this place. 4 months of getting this little tiny place. Probably, the whole place is probably double the size of this place.
Right.
And 4 months of scrubbing to bring this place. And he just doesn't give a shit. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
So let me ask you this one. You seem like a very nice guy.
I'm the nice partner.
Right? Business can sour you fast.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed it?
Yeah.
How do you maintain to stay positive?
Everything's a joke to me. Everything rolls off the shoulder. I don't take anything. The service industry, what I've realized, and this is like, we were building a new restaurant, a new concept, right? I need a sign. I need this. I need all these things. The amount of people that don't want to work right now is incredible, and they have businesses. Hey, I need this sign, willing to pay. I got cash in hand. Like, how fast can we get it done, right? You name the price. 12, 16 weeks, right? Like, no, that doesn't work.
Now.
Yeah. I needed it yesterday. And I understand you're busy, but like, what do we have to do, you know? Hey, I need pizza boxes. I need this. I need that, right? Can't get them. Can't get nothing. Nobody.
Wow. This is certainly this is new for our industry post pandemic. It wasn't like this in the past, but it's like the pandemic just changed everybody's work ethic.
It's insane
to the point that like it just trickled down to all the business online gives a fuck at this point.
It's insane.
Yeah, I know.
The amount of the lack of it feels like care. Like nobody cares. Sure. About their job. Nobody cares about their job anymore. Which is why I think we're different. Like we care about what we're doing.
Well, it's an interesting point. It's like fresh eyes are coming back. You have soured business owners that have been in the business for a long time that just got raped through the fucking coals from the pandemic.
Yeah.
The work ethic. Yeah. We're burnt out. And then new people come in and they're like, let's reignite the passion back into the industry as it should be. God bless you.
Yeah.
And you deserve to be successful for it.
Listen, it's important. I think it's important. When you go out to eat, it ain't cheap to go out to eat anymore, right? The days of the $2 slice, you know, $2 for two slices and a soda, those days are gone. People still come in for them. But those days are gone, you know? So if you're going to pay top dollar for whatever you're paying for, it's got to be good. If the food's not good, which... You know, it happens at places. You go out to eat and you don't like it.
You can tell he genuinely cares.
No, I love it. I respect that.
No, like,
this is
very reinvigorating, honestly. Yeah. Like, you care about your customers. You probably talk to each of them.
I do. But I look through it like I'm a consumer, you know?
Of course.
Is everybody going to like your food? Not everybody. There's going to be people that don't like it. It's just not for them.
You learn from it.
Right. As long as there's nothing wrong, we didn't do anything wrong. If you have bad food but a good experience, in my opinion... That's a win, right? If I went out, I had a good experience, I had a good time. All right, I didn't like the food.
It's like not when you go to Applebee's or Chili's,
right? But we're talking pizza here, right? Who doesn't like it?
I'll bet you.
No, but it's so funny. Pizza is so subjective, not to cut you off. Because you do. I mean, it is Long Island. There's pizza places. I mean, pizzerias here. But everyone's got their own taste. Like, you and I have wanted to get pizza, and I suggest a place. No, I hate that place. I happen to like it. He doesn't like that. You know what I mean?
It depends, like the sauce, too. The way they cook it, the crust, just everything.
I could have a whole podcast on the different types of pizza. Long Island used to be, hey, you get your New York slice, right?
Right.
It's the round slice. It's
not anymore.
Probably floppy. Crispy or floppy.
8 years.
Right. Right.
Now, different world. I would say since Portnoy came out,
no flop.
Oh, he's the
everybody,
best.
Everybody has an opinion on their pizza. And you have all these artisan pizza guys. Some are really, really good coming, either from the city or from other places to Long Island. you got Roman style pizza now. You got Detroit style pizza, Chicago style pizza. Like, oh, when I grew up, so I didn't see any of this shit.
No, sure.
None of this. You went to the pizzeria, you got a pepperoni slice or a regular slice. Maybe you got a Sicilian.
That was my first job.
Go to Little Vincent's at 2 a.m. Right. I want two of cold cheese. No problem.
I love Little Vincent's.
Right? And I despise Little Vincent's.
Oh, I love that. I don't know why.
It's great when you're hammered. Great. 2 a.m. coming out of the bars and
Huntington. But that's exactly it, and that's why I don't hate them. I would never go there sober.
Right. Yeah, never like during the day.
Right
exactly.
Now, I would never go there during the day. Yeah. And get a fucking slice with cold cheese.
Pie, yeah.
But leave one of the bars down there, and that's all
absolutely.
You want. You don't even want a bottle of water.
Yeah,
you're like,
just give me that.
Oh, I want two slices with cold cheese. With cold cheese.
You remember the last time I ate one of those fucking slices.
Yeah, I never got behind the cold cheese fad, but college gets
over.
Did you?
I didn't go to college, but I sure did. No.
Pardon me.
I liked that. Fuck. That's disgusting.
I think it's on the verge of like a pizza boom, but it's going to be like a different pizza boom. There's some good styles and some good stuff coming out.
You familiar with a place, Doe & Company?
Doe
& Co.
Yep.
I hear they're coming to Northport.
Yeah.
Somebody just said that yesterday. Yeah. They are.
He's opening a second in Northport.
Oh, wow.
Where?
They took over that, the old La Casa Pizza. The guy that went out.
Oh, 125A.
Yeah.
Not the beach one. The other one.
Right.
So when we opened the original Red, 3 years ago, we opened Red Volpe, and the guy before us had dough trays that we weren't going to use. The kid from Dough & Co., walked in and he bought them. It was like a Facebook marketplace thing. And we got the bullshitting. He's like, I'm opening this place. And I hope it's going to be all right. He's killing it.
Killing it.
They're young kids. Their products, always consistent. And they have that Roman. That was where, when you said Roman crust.
Yep.
They have a Roman crust pizza. It's, I'm telling you, amazing. Mm. And he is. He's fucking beating the shit out of Huntington right now.
He's killing it.
That's great.
He's got Rosa's right there. He's got Gina's right down there. I mean,
the thing. That's the thing on Long Island in these towns. Look at, I'm in Farmingdale. We're doing a huge fundraiser for the cop that passed away.
Diller.
And there's like 200 plus pizzerias just on Long Island participating.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Long Island's not that big. 200 pizzerias.
Were you just on Channel 12?
I wasn't, but they probably were. Yeah. L.I. Pizza Strong. And they, it's a crazy thing. There's so many people. Any of these main streets you go on, there's 5, 6, 7 pizzerias that you can hit with a rock. Yeah. And they're not all good, but everybody could survive because people love pizza. People just go for pizza. Everybody has their own thing. You live over here and you like this pizzeria. You're a customer for life.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
That's it. You ask anyone. So everyone's got their. You want to order pizza? Yeah. Call.
He's very refreshing. I'm so sour. Can you buy my other store? Do you want to do another pizzeria?
Sure. Let's go. Let's do it.
Honestly.
I'm in. How's that for fucking the circle of life?
Right? No, seriously. I got a location for you. I don't want it.
Bought a pizzeria. Turned it into a soccer mom hangout. Let's turn it back into a pizzeria.
I'd love to come to Suffolk County. That's...
But let me ask you this question. And this is where... I'm a little soured. To be honest with you. And it's because I've been doing this shit since I was 8 years old. This is all I fucking know. I know Steve's
the labor
asshole,
laws.
But
labor laws.
8 years old.
Labor laws.
Yes. I was 8 years old with my father. I remember the fucking first time he put me to work in his restaurant. It was Deep Sea Dive. It was opening up. My mother was a puppeteer. She did puppet shows. Who the fuck did that, right? Kid you not? She fucking made me an outfit as a shark. And I had to stand outside in the grand opening dressed as a shark. It was like 120 degrees, handing balloons out. And I was like, can I come inside? My father's like, get the fuck out there and hand out the balloons, you fucking cocksucker. He was yelling at me, swear to God. But at 8 years old, I started bussing tables and shit. And I remember I took a glass and I put it in the ice bin like an idiot. And I broke it. And I bled everywhere. You think he would be like... You know, he's like, you fucking stupid asshole, you're bleeding all over the ice.
Yeah, it's all the ice. Oh, God.
So I grew up doing this shit, right?
Wow.
And I still am passionate when it comes to my consumer. I really am. I think everybody knows that. We have fun with this and blah, 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 but the consumer's everything. It's not the consumer that burns you out.
No.
It's
every fucking thing else.
It's the staff, but it's not even so much the staff. It's she knows I love her to death.
No.
But
no, I know. They burn me out too, and I'm part of it.
The society that we live in, the statutes that are implemented, that are created by our government, that we create system and policy off of, are so fucked up that it poisons the staff and it trickles down to the point that ownership is so burnt. And I talk about this a lot, about how our margins, we used to make 20 cents on the dollar mm-hmm. when I was doing this shit. Yeah. You guys are down to 10, 12, mm-hmm. right? If you mm-hmm. kill yourself.
Yep.
And you got a partner. Mm-hmm. So I get the partner's like, more, because mm-hmm. we think that's the answer. Let's double, triple up, and now we can make a living. Mm-hmm. But you're just killing yourself more. So for me, because I've been doing this a long time and I've tried every which way from fucking Tuesday you possibly can.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to be like a fucking dick about it and I value a hard earned buck. I don't want to leave my fucking house if I'm not getting paid anymore. I'm crotchety, I'm grouchy, and I'm a miserable fuck.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
It's a tough question, but I think it is. At the end of the day, if I could leave my house and go do an event with a pizza oven for free, right? 1,000 people, whatever it is, we're going to do it free. Am I happy that day? No, right? Like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing? I could be making money. But that experience for people, and again, I think it's all about the experience. That experience for people is going to get me 10 parties, right? And those 10 parties, I'll make money, right?
So, he's got the drive.
He does.
That's perfect. That's what I'm talking about for Sunday. We have to talk.
Sunday.
So
every Sunday. Yeah.
That's for me, that's what it is. In this, I knew nothing about the restaurant business when I came in. Nothing. Not a thing. In fact, I told my partner he's fucking crazy for buying a pizzeria and then buying a second pizzeria and a third. Like,
and the third one that you're going to buy when we get done with this podcast.
Fourth one.
I said, you're fucking nuts for doing all this. Like, we're going to kill ourselves. And we've gotten to the point where it's like, what are we doing? Right? But at the end of the day, there's the balance, and it's really all about the experience. Customer service experience to me, if you could pull somebody back a second, third, fourth time without a coupon, it's a home run.
You said something that actually was probably the most profound statement that caught my ear before. And when I asked you, have you been soured yet? How do you do it? And you're like, I just let shit roll off my back. You're like, I look at everything as a joke.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me going. I find everything fucking just a joke. Everything is one big sick
just
joke.
Just recently.
So much happens in this industry. Exactly. You know.
Just recently.
You laugh at it. You have to laugh at it.
You have to. And
if you don't laugh, you're going to fucking kill people.
Yeah. No.
The fact that you realize that now when you're into it, because I had that. I had stores before, multi-unit deals, blah, blah, blah. And everything's more. And it's only been in the last couple of years that I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I just want to have fun. And all I do is crack fucking jokes about everything right now.
Yeah.
I do. So that's why people are like, your media like is fucked up like lately, you know, with the comment of me flipping the people off in the kitchen and blah, blah, blah.
Or me not knowing like the answers to stupid questions that I made up evidently.
Then like, the one lady's like, well, you know, the owner let you down. He didn't. We're like,
I made these questions up, like, and asking for 8 little onions on a taco. You think I'm serious?
Where do the mussels come from? They come from the water.
I know they do, but yeah.
You have to have fun. Silly. And you cannot put monetary value to having a good time.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate that.
It's important to kind of separate. It's a little bit easier for me, but to separate the money and the work. You know, which as an owner of a business, it's like tough to do, right? Because the money is your work. But you have people that work for you that then employees don't give a fuck.
They don't give a shit
how much the plate costs or how much the, like, it doesn't matter to them, right? So like, I can't bring those problems to them. I can't project that to my and my employees, my wife, and my brother-in-law. Okay, those are the only two employees I have there.
Can I ask you a question?
Partially for that reason.
You ever like, you know, take your wife into the fucking basement while you're there? Hey, all right, I'm sorry. Before she was your wife.
We don't have a basement, but...
get upstairs!
No, it's...
Do you guys have kids?
Challenge. No, she has a 19-year-old son.
All right.
So I got a 19-year-old stepson.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
You got along with him?
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Really?
Yeah,
is he going to work in one of the stores? No. Does he have an interest?
You don't want to do that. You guys will hate each other.
He's going to be a he's a very good high school swimmer. Going to be a college swimmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the long term goal? Multiple units?
Yeah, I think Forno Frito. The long term goal. It's fast casual, and it's a concept that I think is going to take, it's changing things. Awesome concept for a place like Manhattan, right? When you could grab a pasta with one hand and stick a fork in it and eat it on the run, home run. It's what they're doing in Europe now.
True.
I'm ready to go.
It's literally a dream.
So
yeah,
all this stuff.
Great.
When have you ever eaten a piece of lasagna with your hands? You know, you can put it in a napkin and walk and eat it.
It was years ago.
Fantastic.
But yes, I've seen him do it.
people are on the run. And that's just the world that we live in. People are on the run. They don't have time to sit and talk anymore. So I think Forno Frito is a franchisable or multi, you know, however we do it. There's no immediate plan, but we're always looking.
How does everybody find you?
So, Forno Frito. It's Forno Frito New York on Instagram, at Forno Frito NY. You can follow us there. You can we have Facebook. We're out there, fornofrito.com. You can go to the website, see all the we change it all the time. It's fun. We try to make it fun. Different things every week, menu changes. Come find us this Wednesday. Actually, I'm going to take this opportunity. April 17th, we're donating $5 from every pizza sold to the family of Officer Jonathan Diller.
That's nice.
That's fantastic.
Along
that's
with a bunch of other foundations that help first responders and tragedies. Wow. But LI Pizza Strong started that. With the Farmingdale bus crash a few months in October.
Yeah.
They raised over $100,000.
Wow, that's great.
In a day of selling pizza. So this time with 200 pizzerias, I think that number is going to be insane.
There he is.
And we're trying to get as much people. So
is that.
If you're listening to the podcast, Wednesday, go buy a pizza from your favorite place. Chances are they're participating.
That's cool.
And if you don't have a favorite place, come to Forno Frito.
I'm coming there.
I fucking really want to go.
I can't wait. Yeah,
with you.
We're going. Field trip.
Come in.
Field trip.
We'll have a party.
Everyone.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it.
I really hope that you don't get burnt out and you stay with it and you become a billionaire. And
that's the goal, right?
Fucking buy me out of this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you hear, fucking Kofawaska over there.
Sounds like an Indian
Kofawaska.
Sorry.
Behind the ash hole. I just love that. We're doing a subsidiary.
They say I have so many different names.
Ash cat.
Ash something they call me too. I don't even know. I don't have an ass though, but yeah,
no. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you hear, like, share, tag. Check out Forno Frito, Red Volpe. Paisans Mobile, God bless you. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. We'll talk soon.